Thank you once again. Last week, we began what I will do the part two of today. And we called, the title was, who remembers what we talked about last week? Sin is believing, and believing is sin. All right, everybody repeat after me. Sin is believing. Oh, come on, wake up. Sin is believing. Believing is sin. All right, let's do it two more times. Sin is believing. And believing is sin. Sin is believing. That is seeing, not sin. All right, let's do it for the last time. Seeing is believing. Believing is seeing. Now, the question is, what are you seeing? What are you seeing? That's the question. What are you seeing? Let's bow our heads as we pray. Father, thank you. Open our eyes of understanding to see you, to see what you are saying, to see what you have said, to experience what you are saying, what you have said, now and even into the future. Lord, open our understanding. And help me, oh God, as you breathe once more afresh on me. I open up myself. I am just a vessel. Lord, flow into me, flow through me as I hear, I speak. And Lord, speak to that heart, speak to that individual, speak to that child, speak, Lord, and let everyone hear the voice of your word, not my voice. Let every heart become a good ground. Let your word be planted like a seed to take root, firm root, germinate, bring forth, and let every one of us be fruitful. I pray whatever we've heard, we will not forget in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please ask somebody, what do you see? I can see Emmanuela. Please celebrate Emmanuela. Amen. Good to see you, girl. Not seen you for a while. Every time I see Emmanuela, I remember February the 14th. She was born on February the 14th. And I remember I was there when she was born, for your information. And I remember the words that your grandfather said on that day. He said, it was the labor of love that brought her forth. Emmanuela, good to see you. You will live to become everything God created you for. Amen. The love of God will dwell in your heart. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. The foundation we laid was from John chapter 4, verse 48. We dealt with that last week. I just sense I will teach a little and we will pray once again. We're going to pray for the impossible. We're going to pray by faith, and we're going to see our faith work for us, and Jesus himself we acknowledge, like he acknowledged to the woman with the issue of blood, your faith has made you whole. That will be your testimony. Your faith would make you whole. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus said something in John chapter 4, verse 48. He acknowledged something. And when I read it again, I saw something that I had not seen. Listen, Jesus said, except in the King James Version, you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. In the New King James Version, he says, unless you people, you see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. Excuse me. I don't take that statement lightly. Jesus acknowledges that it will take people to believe by seeing signs and wonders. He acknowledges that fact. Yes, you will read the scriptures and you will see Jesus rebuking his followers, telling them, "You of little faith, how long will I be with you? Why is it that you have no faith?" We will see Jesus say that. And Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 tells us that actually for us to please God, we cannot please God without faith. So faith is very important. But then, what will help our faith is what we see. The signs we see, the wonders we see, because God himself, according to the scriptures, is described as invisible, immortal, the only wise God. The scriptures even acknowledges that God hides himself. But then Jesus comes here and says, unless you people see signs and wonders, I know you won't believe. So you know what? We begin to see in the life of Jesus, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good, healing all those who are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We see Jesus going all over the place. What was he doing? He was healing the sick. He was doing the impossible. He was raising the dead. He was casting out devils. He was cleansing lepers. Please, people, I want us to use our brain. Please. I believe God gave us a brain for a reason. I'm telling you, otherwise, our brains will not be necessary. So somebody's asking, so do we need our brains to believe? Yes, we do. Why? Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing. How do you hear? You engage your brain to hear. And I'm telling you, God recognizes that he gave us a brain and he expects us to use our brains. Paul was writing to the church at Philippi, I think in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, and he told them, whatever things are true, whatever things are just, whatever things are honest, whatever things are of good report, think on these things. How do you think if you don't have a brain? Do you think? Yes, God wants us to think. Do you know what God told Joshua? He said in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate. Meditate means think. So how do you meditate if you don't engage your brain? Listen, Jesus did the things that were impossible. How can you explain him laying hands on the sick and fever disappears when he's not Dr. David Patrick? If you go and see Dr. David Patrick and he lays hands on you, he works for the NHS, I'm sure tomorrow they will sack him. Yeah. If a patient goes to report Dr. David that I went to this doctor, he gave me an appointment, and I sat down before him and he laid hands on me and he said, go, be healed in Jesus' name, he's going to get the sack. Why? Because he's employed not to lay hands on the sick, but to prescribe medication. Listen, how is it possible that Jesus did these things? If we want to use our brains, it was impossible. But then the Bible tells me that Jesus did everything he did by faith. Jesus said, there's nothing I do except what I see my Father do. The words I speak are the things I hear my Father saying. But where is the Father he's talking about? He's invisible. So how do you and I connect with God who is invisible to do visible miracles? It's called faith. Jesus said, unless you see signs, wonders, you will not believe. So, to help us to believe, God does signs and wonders. And listen, If you have never seen a sign and a wonder, let me tell you, you will see and you will believe in the name of Jesus. Amen. You will ask, you will receive, you will seek, you will find, you will knock, and it shall be opened unto you, just as Jesus said, in the name of Jesus. Please say amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, my man. If you have not seen a miracle, that's one sitting down there. I can tell all these children in this church stories. Young man, the day you were born, your father rang me. You came out and they put you in a test tube, in some kind of incubator. How many months was he when he came out, sir? It was 7 months. Come here. Because I want people to see. All right? I want people to see. He was 7 months when he came out of his mother's womb, when he came out of Ruki. Hello, Ruki. She's watching online, isn't she? All right? So say hello, mommy. Hi, mommy. Okay? He was 7 months. Normally, a baby should come out. Dr. Patrick, if I remember my human biology, 9 months. Even the Bible recognizes that there's something called the time of life. When you see according to the time of life, the Bible is talking about 9 months. Even Jesus was born 9 months. A full grown baby. According to the time of life, he was born. But this young man defied the time of life. 7 months, he came out of his mother's womb. Called pre-mature. The guy wanted to mature quickly. I made a bet today when we were coming in the car with my family, especially with Noah, that I will not talk about boxing today. But I am led to talk about. He said he knew it. Where are you, Noah? You better pray for me, brother. There is a boxer called Tyson Fury. He was born premature. He did not reach 9 months. I'm coming back to you, Jaden, okay? Today is a 6'9" tall, huge boxer. And please be careful if you run into him. I won't say more than that because I'm restraining myself to talk about boxing. Because last night, Dr. David, he knocked somebody out. Okay, please, I'm not talking about boxing. Jaden, in the name of Jesus. All right, Jaden was 7 months. And Jaden, when you came out, you were maybe this tiny. They put you in a glass like that, transparent. It was a rectangular box. And there were all sorts of wires. Wires in the ears, in the nose, in the chest, in the abdomen, in the intestine. I'm just exaggerating. And this young man here, his father, in all sincerity, you panicked. True or false? Don't braggado now. Do not braggado. Okay? Will he survive? And then, I can't remember how many days it was after he came out. And then you called us that you want us to come and pray and name him. I've never done anything like that in my life. And I came to the hospital. I said, where's the baby? That's the baby. Inside a box with wires. And Jaden, that day, we laid hands on that box. We couldn't touch you. They told us we shouldn't touch you. Are you getting me? It's not, you were already ahead of coronavirus when they said no touching. We named him in that box. We prayed in that box. And Jaden, how old are you today?
4.
Jaden is 4 years old today, a living, walking miracle. Jaden, you are a living testimonial of the power and prayer of God. And somebody will argue and say, oh, it was technology. It was this. Yes, it's back to the brain. I'm talking to you. Who gave man brain? God. Thank you, Jaden. Please celebrate Jaden. That is a sign That is a wonder. Listen. So God wants to help us to believe. And God does it with signs. Now, I will give us another scripture. I said it last week. I'll just quickly run through it. Jesus told his disciples that were close to him, 12 of them, and one of them betrayed him. And he said, when I die, they're going to arrest me. They're going to kill me 3 days after. I'm going to resurrect, and I will resurrect. And 3 days after, they didn't see him. I think he appeared to a woman. The woman came, told them they had seen him. And do you know what? They did not believe the woman. Why? It's the woman who saw him, not them. So what did Jesus do? Jesus appeared to them so that they could see him and believe. And then there was one of them who wasn't there when he appeared. His name Thomas. And Thomas, they came. Thomas, we have seen him. We have seen Jesus. He said, no, I will not believe. No. Until I see him. And then not just see him, so that I'm not seeing some look-alike. I will touch those hands that I saw, they drove nails into his feet, and especially his side to where, you know, the soldier, you know, choked him. Is there anything like that? Choked his side, you know? And I put my hand there, then I will believe. And do you know what happened? Of course, if you were one of those that Jesus appeared to, and now Thomas was there, you will probably say, Thomas, how dare you? We said we saw him. You are an unbeliever. You, Thomas, you are a doubter. And you know, Thomas now, people are bashing Thomas. Anybody who's doubting now, what do we call them? Doubting Thomas. But excuse me, how did those disciples who probably will bash Thomas, how did they believe? They saw. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will see the glory of God. Amen. So, you know what Jesus did? Jesus appeared to Thomas. And Jesus even told him, we see that in John chapter 20. Let me see the scripture. Let me give you the scripture so you can go and check it. John chapter 20, verse 24 to 25. Jesus now appears. All right, see me. See me. Look at my hands. Touch. Look at my feet. Touch. Look at my side. Touch. Jesus appeared so that Thomas would see him and Thomas would believe. I say once again, you will see the glory of God in your life that will strengthen your faith at this time. And I'm talking to someone right now whose faith might be going down. I'm talking to someone who is believing and has stopped believing. I'm talking to someone who's beginning to doubt. And listen, let me tell you something. Oh, my goodness gracious, Lord God Almighty. Listen. It is not a sin to tell God, I'm struggling to believe. But it is a sin when you know you are in unbelief and you are trying to pretend. And then you are praying out of pretense. You are praying because everybody else is praying. And you know that, you know, when people are doing that and you are there, if you don't do that too, they will say you don't have faith. So you join. So you become an actor. I remembered when I first became a Christian. I almost called you Dr. Goodluck. Dr. Lucky. And you know, I love Lucky's second name. His second name is Lucky God's Will. Lucky God's. The guy is not just Lucky, he's God's will. Lucky, when I first became a Christian, and I would go for fellowship, and I would see those guys, we used to call them, there's a slang, we call them Jim. Jim. And then we'll go, and then you see people praying. Ah! Well done, JD. And then I thought, in all sincerity, that that is what will help me to have faith. So when I go and they are praying and they are doing like that, Dr. Patrick, I would do the same. Then one time again, I saw another brother. He went to the wall and was doing like this, was doing like that. I said, maybe if I do it too, I will have faith. So I had to start doing like that. Brother, no faith, nothing. I am telling you, don't act, be real. Remember that man who brought his son? Jesus, he brought the son to Jesus. Your disciples couldn't cast him out. Jesus said, do you believe? He said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And what did Jesus do? Jesus showed him a sign. He cast the devil out of his son. And the man, what do you think will happen to him? Except you see signs, you will not believe. In the name of Jesus, you will see.
Amen.
All right. So seeing is believing. Now, believing is seeing. The Bible tells us in Psalm 27, listen to this, verse 13, I would have lost heart. The King James Version says, I will have fainted unless I had believed that I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Do you know what the psalmist was saying here? If I didn't see, I would have fainted. So God wants us to see. It is the perfect will of God for us to see. Now, something happened in John chapter 11, the story of Martha, Mary, and their brother, and Jesus also showed them a wonder, an unprecedented miracle at that time. What did Jesus do? Their brother Lazarus died. The Bible says, Lazarus, whom Jesus loved. Listen, beloved, the fact that God loves you doesn't mean evil cannot happen to you. Because some of this faith teaching we teach, people, you know, bad things happen to people, and we say it's because maybe they don't have faith or they stop loving God, or God has stopped loving them. Lazarus died. Anytime Jesus was in town, Jesus went to their house. They served him, especially Mrs. Martha, always serving. But their brother died. Jesus loved him. By now, 4 days, he was stinking. What did Jesus do? You know the story. When they took Jesus to the grave, they even told him, by now he's stinking. Because after 3 days, according to human biology, again, I understand the human body starts decomposing. Dr. Patrick, I will teach you biology today. He said, by now you'll be stinking. Said, no. Jesus wept. And then he said, roll away the stone. They rolled away the stone. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. What happened? The one who was there 4 days, and they had tied him, grave clothes, hands and feet. They saw him coming out. You know, I heard a theologian say something one day, that if Jesus did not say, Lazarus, come forth, and he just said, come forth, all the people in the tomb will come out. Especially those people that people are happy that they are gone. You know that some people die. God, thank you. Thank you for all of them will have come out of that grave. But he was specific. Lazarus! How does that make sense? Tell me. That is a miracle. But that was a sign. Now, what did Jesus now say? Listen, in that context, John chapter 11, verse 40. Jesus now said, did I not say to you that if you would, that's John 11, verse 40, if you would believe, you will see the glory of God. Seeing is believing. Believing is seeing. When God helps us to see, and we believe, we will see more. All right. I introduce us to Abraham, the father of faith. You know the story of Abraham. God started with Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. And I want you to use your brain. This was a man that he came from an idolatrous country background. All his ancestors, the ones before him, were idol worshippers. The awe of the Chaldees, that's what they do. That's what they were known for. And then all of a sudden, the Bible said in Genesis chapter 12, and God came to Abraham and said, Genesis chapter 12, what did God say? Abraham, leave your country, leave your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. Please, use your brain. Somebody who does not know what or who God is, God told him, leave your father's house, leave your country, leave your kindred, and go to a land that I will show you. Please use your brain. How did God speak to someone that didn't know him? And how did he know that it was God that spoke to him? Please put yourself in the position of Abraham. I figured it out here, and I don't want to add to scriptures. Now, God said, okay, to Abraham, get out of your country. I want to submit to you that what happened to Abraham at that time was Abraham heard a voice say to him, go out of your father's house. And I will show you shortly why I believe that's what happened. How many of us have been walking before, you're sitting down quietly, you're sleeping in your house and you hear a voice? Or you're driving and the voice says, don't go that way, go that way. And then you went that way and you saw what happened. How many of us, right? We've heard voices. We've heard thoughts. All of a sudden you're wondering. And later you find out, that must have been God that spoke to me. That voice I heard, that thought. That's one primary way God, first of all, communicates with us. Faith comes by hearing. So you hear and hear a thought. This thought told me to get out of my father's house. This thought said, leave your father, leave your country, leave your family house. Okay? And the Bible said he went. Abraham is referred to as the father of faith. What does that mean? It was through him that God began to show mankind what faith is. So he first started, he heard, get out of your father's house to a land I will show you. So he leaves. And I will make your name great. And I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Please listen to me. If you hear a thought, tell you that. If you leave, I will bless you. If you leave, you will be great. If you leave, through you, everybody that associates with you will be blessed. Will you obey that voice? No, come on. Please don't be too spiritual. You heard a voice tell you will be blessed if you move now. You will be great. The first instinct is, what? I will be great. I will be blessed. Let me try it. So Abraham, he left. The Bible said he left. And then he began to go. It says he departed as the Lord had spoken to him. So he heard a voice. Then the Bible said he took Sarah, his wife, Lot, his brother, followed him. All the possessions he gathered, the people, he began to go. And they departed, and they began to go. They began to go. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abraham passed through the land, to the place. He went. The Canaanites were in the land. Do you know who the Canaanites were? They were some serious people. When he got to that place, I'm telling you, opposition. Canaan, listen, If you go back to Noah, that's the generation that Noah cursed. So these Canaanites were actually very tough, terrible people. They possessed the land. They were there. And God, you had a voice that told you to go, I will show you, and you got to a place that is very difficult and intimidating. Would you not think twice? Maybe I didn't hear well. Would you not? You suddenly see opposition. You will think twice. Maybe I didn't hear well. Maybe that was my imagination. Maybe that wasn't God. You know what? But then God did something. God did something. My Lord. Please look at verse 7. Please, can you display? If you have your Bible turned, Genesis 12, verse 7. What did God do? Please use your brain and don't try and read what was not said. Is it on the screen? Is it in your Bible? Please, what happened to your Bible? You don't read Bibles anymore. High-powered generation. Okay. All right. The Bible said, and the Lord, please read it with me. One, two, go. You need to hear this. You need to see this. And you need to declare it. And the Lord. Wait. In verse 1, he heard a voice. He got to the place where we'll be discouraged. He didn't just hear a voice. God appeared to him. Except you see, you will not. God had to strengthen Abraham's faith by showing him. That word appear there, please don't read any other meaning to it. It's called appear. God appears to him to strengthen his faith. I am the one who spoke to you. Here am I. Oh, somebody's saying, but the Bible says anybody who sees God will die. Listen, do you know a prayer Moses prayed? He said, God, show me your glory. Don't carry me from here unless your presence goes with me. And please show me your glory. I want to see it so that I will know you are the one talking to me. You are the one sending me. And the Bible says, God said, no, don't worry. I will show you. And he took him to a mountain. The Bible said God showed him his back part because nobody sees the face of God and lives except you get to heaven. Unless if you want to go now, right? If you want, the day you see the face of God, just know that you have transfigured. God showed him a sign. These are the ways God appears and strengthened Abraham's faith. In the name of Jesus, you will see signs and wonders. Amen. That will strengthen your faith, your belief in God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. He heard, now he's seen. And as if that wasn't enough. You see, that word appear means to present oneself, to be visible. Do we realize that we are a people of faith? Listen, there's nothing like unbeliever. That's the truth. I'm telling you, everybody believes in something. And do you know why you believe in what you believe? Because you have seen it. Because you have seen something that made you believe in what you believe. Do you know why some people don't believe in God? Because they have not seen God. End of story. I pray God will reveal himself to you. Amen. If you have never seen God, you've never seen a sign and a wonder from God, God Almighty is willing. I've showed you from his will. He will appear to you. He will give you a sign. He will give you a wonder. I shared my story last week. I doubted God They told me there was God, but I started using my brain. And I said, how can there be God when I can't see him? Until God gave me a sign and a miracle. Listen, I'm beginning to round up now. Do you now know what happened? Abraham, the Bible said, the Lord appeared to Abraham and now said, to your descendants, I will give this land. And there, smart Abraham, he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. In other words, I saw God here. Let me put something here that will remind me that this is the place where I saw God. And do you know what happened? Abraham left that place. He left that altar there. He went. And when he went and he had some troubles, he returned back to that same place where the Lord had appeared to him, the altar he built. Why do you think he did that? To remind himself that, look, I'm not dreaming. I heard and I saw. And this is the place where I saw. That's why it's very important. Like we were sharing, what month were we talking about altars? You raise an altar to God, an altar to remind you of an encounter you had with God. A place where you saw God. A place where you experienced a miracle. That's why when your faith begins to shake, you go back to that place where God gave you an encounter. I saw something about Jesus. Time will fail to show you where it is. But Jesus, when he began to walk on the face of the earth and he began to do miracles, one day they started attacking him. They started lambasting, doubting, saying every rubbish about him. That no, it's this. Because he began to say some things. And they said, no, how can you be telling us? No. You are this, you are a liar. How can you say God is your father? Blah, blah, blah. Do you know what Jesus did? The Bible said, Jesus, he went back to the place where he was first baptized. Where that day, the people who were there, they saw the prophet John say, this is the Lamb of God who has been ordained to take away the sins of the world. Jesus went back to that place. The Bible said he stayed there. And the people came to that place. And then they remembered what John said about him. And the Bible says many believed on him in that place. There. People, God knows that we need to see to believe. Let me round up with this. I'm not using my notes again. Abraham, for many years now, because when you calculate the age when God first appeared to him, he was around 75, and then he was now around 99 years old. God now came to him one day. By now, he had started, gisting with God. Let me look at the exact place so that you will see, and then we'll pray. I need to get that exact scripture. Thank you. I think it's Genesis chapter 15. Yes, Genesis chapter 15. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. By now, he had worked with God many years. He had seen God, he built altar, did everything. And then one day, Genesis chapter 15. Do you know what happened? God now came to Abraham again. This time, please, look at this. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. The Bible says, and the word of the Lord came. Is it on the screen? To Abraham in a what's a vision? You see? Saying, what did this God say? Don't be afraid. I am your shield. An exceeding, repeat after me, boy. Great reward. Thank you, boys. Leave them. Daddy, leave them there. Ministering with me. Leave them. Leave them. Thank you, boys. Say, I am your great and exceeding great reward. Can you see? Can you see? out of the mouth of babes, God has ordained strength. Because children are having fun. They will not forget what they just heard. If you are still sitting down there as adults, still thinking, what is it, where is it going? You will see where I'm going now. You will see soon. God said that. I am great. I'm your reward. Look at Abraham. What did Abraham say? Abraham said, Lord God. Do you know what Lord means? It means Adonai, master, owner, maker. So he said, I know you are the maker. I know you are the master. I know you are the owner. God means source, Elohim, of everything. I know you are the source of everything. I know you are the owner, master, maker of everything. But, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jaden and Nathan. What will you give me? What's the next word he said? Seeing that I don't have any child. Yes, you've appeared to me. Yes, I've left my father's house. I've worked with you all these years. I've built altar. But yes, I've heard you. You are exceeding great reward. You will bless me. But what I'm seeing now is childlessness. Yeah? You said you are this, you are that. But what am I seeing? I'm seeing childlessness. I'm seeing unfruitfulness. That is not reflecting who you say you are in my life. Listen, this will blow you. And we're going to pray. What happened next? Please, what happened next? What will you give me? He asked. And listen, by this time, he was an old man. His wife had gone past menopause. Thank God it's menopause, like a friend of mine would say. There is not menostops. It's a pause. So when you pause something, you can go and unpause it. It was not stopped. And listen, even if it was stopped, I'm talking about the source, the owner, the maker, the one who can create what does not exist. The one who through the words, the Bible says by faith, we understand that the things that are visible were made by things that were not visible. What will you give me? Yeah, what I'm seeing here is childlessness. Listen, what did God now do? He now told God, this guy's very, like some of us. Remember, this is the father of faith. So God was using him as to teach the whole mankind faith. He said, okay, one of my servants has given birth to a baby. You know, you promised me you'll give me my own. Maybe that's the baby you are talking about, because at least he was born in my house. Because by this time, Sarah can't bear children anymore. Common sense. She can't, sorry. Now, see what happened. Then Abraham said, look, verse 3. I love it when we begin to have honest, sincere conversations with God. That is what prayer really is, people. Prayer is not, I did all that. My faith did not rise anything if I fell. He said, look at the honest conversation. Father of faith, look, you have given me no offspring indeed. And one that is born in my house will be my heir. And then the word of the Lord came to him. What did God say? No. This one will not be your heir. He initiated the conversation and God responded. Prayer is a conversation, not a one-way traffic. It's not a monologue, it's a dialogue. You speak to God, God speaks back to you. If you listen, you will hear God speak to you. God will speak to you and come down to your level. If you are real with God, God will be real with you. That's one thing I found out. He said, no, This one will not be your heir. But one who will come from your own body, that's your body. By this time, the Bible said his body was dead, will be your heir. Then he brought him outside. My goodness gracious God. Look at God. Gift. Look at God. This doctor, I used you last week. Come here. Doctor. Yeah, how many doctors are there? I know there are many doctors on that row, but listen. He had a conversation with God. Yes, you are this, you are that, I know. But what I'm seeing is childlessness. What did God do? God said, okay. You will have a child. Hey, you said I will have a child. There's one in my house already. I said, no, not that one. What did God do? God took Abraham outside and said, Abraham, look up. What do you see? Can you count the stars? That's how many children I will give you. God had to let him see for him to believe. Please rise up to your feet. God had to use the power of sight. Yes, somebody say we walk by faith, not by sight. I'm talking about faith. Listen, faith that sees what God is saying, what God has said, and believes what God has said. That is what I'm saying. The faith that sees what God has said. That is this. We don't walk by physical sight. Physically, childlessness. Physically, things are not going right. Please, right now, I want you to start having an honest, sincere conversation with God. Listen, this is you. You're not trying to pray like anybody. You're not trying to talk to God like anybody. Maybe your own place is, I don't believe. I don't really believe. I am doubting. Things I can see. Please don't deny what you're seeing. Please. Faith does not deny fact. Your body is aching. Don't say, I don't have body ache. You have. Listen. You tell God, this is what I'm seeing, but I've heard that you are the healer. This is what I'm seeing. I feel lost. I am lost. I am lost. If you are lost and you're feeling so lost, I bring to you Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, he is the mediator between God and man. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Salvation will come. You will not be lost. God will find you. God will come to you where you are. Listen, I am not teaching you some abstract. I have showed you something you can relate with. Where you are, you know where you are. Talk to God from where you are. Please don't pretend today. I don't care if you've been coming to church all your life. I don't care if you followed somebody. I don't care if you're watching online and you stumbled on this broadcast, but you know where you are. You know what you are seeing. Please don't live in denial anymore. Now is the acceptable time. Today is your day of salvation. Just say, Lord, reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Like that man, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I am doubting you. I have got this medical report. They have said this about my child. They've said this about my wife. They've said this. Please start from that place where of reality. I have been praying, believing you for this particular thing. It's not manifesting. Lord, what will you give me? Yes, you are my exceeding and great reward. I have heard that with God, nothing can be impossible. Nothing shall be possible. Hey! Please talk to God from where you are.